Title: Three-Note Hook Construction for Smoky Late Night Moods Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're building one of the most powerful little tools in drum and bass composition. A three-note hook that feels smoky, late night, and memorable without needing advanced theory. This is beginner-friendly, all stock Ableton Live, and the goal is simple. By the end, you'll have a 2-bar MIDI hook that sits perfectly over a roller groove at around 172 BPM, with a dark, controlled sound and a chain that's basically mix-ready. Let's set the vibe first. Step 0, the DNB canvas. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. Then create a few tracks. One for drums, this can be the loop or a drum rack, doesn't matter right now. One for sub-bass, we'll use operator. One for the hook, a MIDI track with wavetable or analog. And optionally, an Atmos track for pads or noise. Quick teacher tip, if you don't have drums yet, drag in any DNB drum loop temporarily. Even a random one. Writing hooks in silence is harder because you can't feel where the syncopation is supposed to land. Step 1. Choose a key that feels smoky. Late night moods live in minor keys. Easy ones are F minor, G minor, or A minor. We'll use F minor as the example. On your hook MIDI track, drop Ableton's scale MIDI effect before the instrument. Set it to minor and set the bass to F. This is your guardrail. It keeps you in key while you focus on rhythm and vibe instead of worrying about theory. Now, the core concept. Anchor plus two colors. This is the mindset that makes three notes feel like a full idea. One note is your anchor, usually the root, the home note you return to. Then you pick two color notes. One sets the emotion, the other sets the attitude. A really useful ratio is, anchor note about half to two-thirds of the time, and each color note about 15 to 25%. That alone keeps your hook memorable, because it sounds like it belongs somewhere. Step 2. Pick your three notes. You've got two proven beginner options in F minor. Option A, classic minor hook, F, ab, and C, root, minor third and fifth. Stable, deep, very roller friendly. Option B, darker and tense, F, G, and ab, root, second or ninth kind of feel, and the minor seventh. This one feels more nocturnal and unresolved. Pick one. If you're not sure, pick option B for that late night minimal vibe. Also, keep your hook in a safe register. Aim around F3 up to about C4. Don't go super high yet. High leads can fight cymbals, air, and snare brightness. We're going for mid-range smoke, not a pop top line. Step 3. Write the rhythm. This is the secret sauce. In DNB, the hook often isn't about fancy notes. It's about placement, space, and tiny shifts. Create a 2-bar MIDI clip on the hook track. Set your grid to 1/16. Here's a rhythm template that works over tons of rollers. I'll describe it as positions in the bar. In bar 1, place hits on 1.2, 1.4, 2.2, and 2.4. That's the end of beat 1. Then beat use and you're intentionally leaving some holes so the drums breathe. In bar 2, repeat it, but change one detail. Either change the last note, or shift one hit earlier by a 16th. Tiny change, big payoff. Let's do a practical example using option B notes. F, G, Eb. At 1.2, play F. At 1.4, play G. At 2.2, play F again. That's your anchor doing anchor work. At 2.4, play Eb. Then in bar 2, same rhythm, but swap the last note. Use G instead of Eb. Already you've got a call and answer vibe with basically no effort. Now, velocities. This is where a simple hook starts sounding like it's speaking. Set most velocities in the 70 to 90 range. Then pick one note per bar and make it a little louder, like 95 to 105. And here's the trick. Don't make the loudest note the downbeat. Make it one of the syncopated hits. That's a very DNB way to get motion, without adding notes. Note length matters too. Keep notes short, like a 16th up to an 8th. Short notes feel tight and modern. Long notes get ambient and floaty, which can be cool, but it's a different lane. For a roller hook, short is your friend. If the hook feels stiff, do not add more notes yet. Instead, try one of these. Shorten one note to create a clearer hole, or shift one note earlier by a tiny amount. Bass is part of the melody in this style. Step 4. Build a smoky hook sound with stock Ableton. Load Wavetable on the hook track if you have it. If not, analog works fine with the same concept. In Wavetable, choose a smooth source. Basic shapes is perfect, leaning toward sine or triangle territory. Set it to mono behavior, so it feels like a focused lead rather than a wide pad. Turn on a low-pass filter, LP24. Set cutoff somewhere around 1 to 2.5 kHz. We're darkening it on purpose. Keep resonance low, like 5 to 15%. Now shape the AMP envelope so it's plucky but not clicky. Attack around 5 to 15 milliseconds. Decay around 200 to 450 milliseconds. Sustain low, 0 to 20%. Release around 80 to 180 milliseconds. This gives you a tap instead of a blare. Perfect for late night grooves. Step 5. Add movement, but don't get cheesy. The goal is subtle life, not an obvious wobble. In Waveeatable, set an LFO to modulate filter cutoff. Sync it to 1/8 or 1/4, and keep the amount small, like 5 to 15%. Or, instead, do a tiny pitch drift. Modulate fine pitch by less than 5 cents. That gives you haze and humanness without sounding out of tune. If you have Live Suite, you can use the MIDI LFO device and map it to filter cutoff. Random mode, very small amount, slow rate, can be insanely good for that late night instability. Step 6. Build the essential device chain. This is the mix ready path. After the instrument, load EQ 8 first. High pass around 120 to 200 Hz. You're making space for sub and kick. If it's honky, dip a bit around 400 to 800 Hz, maybe 2 to 4 dB with a medium Q. If it's too sharp, gently reduce a bit above 6 to 10k. Next, add saturator. Use soft sine or analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB and enable soft clip. Then compensate output so you're not just getting louder equals better. Match the level. Then chorus ensemble for width, but subtle. Amount maybe 10 to 25%, slow rate. If you go too far, your hook turns into fog and loses its point. Then echo for space. Set time to 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Feedback around 15 to 30%. Filter it inside echo. High pass around 300 Hz. Low pass around 4 to 7k. Dry slash wet about 10 to 20%. Think smoke trail, not delay solo. Then hybrid reverb for controlled ambience. Room or plate works. Decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds, so the hook stays clear but still feels set back. Dry slash wet 8 to 18%, and high pass the reverb around 250 to 400 Hz to avoid mud. Finally, sidechain ducking so it breathes with the kick. Add compressor. Enable sidechain. Choose your kick track, or a ghost kick if you're doing that workflow. Ratio around 3 to 1 up to 6 to 1. Attack 2 to 10 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 160 milliseconds. Aim for about 2 to 5 dB gain reduction when the kick hits. That's the tucked-in feeling. One extra pro mixing idea. Keep your dry signal mono and let the width live in the effects. If you want, place a utility at the end and mono the low area, somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz. That keeps it club-proof. Step 7. Lock it to the bass so it feels built-in. If your sub is centered on F1, keep your hook living higher, like F3 to C4, and make sure the hook isn't always hitting at the exact same moments the sub is doing its strongest statements. A classic trick, let beat 1 belong to the low end, then have the hook sneak in after. Loop 8 bars of drums plus sub plus hook, and listen for competition. If it feels too robotic, nudge a couple hook notes by about 5 to 15 milliseconds. Tiny, just enough to feel human, not sloppy. Step 8. Arrange it like a reel roller. A three-note hook becomes a story through density changes, not through rewriting melodies. Here's an easy 16-bar drop plan. Bars 1 to 4. Filter the hook more and make it quieter. Like a teaser, low pass it to around 2k. Bars 5 to 8. Full hook, and maybe increase echo wet by just a few percent. Bars 9 to 12. Call and response. For example, let the hook play for 2 bars, then rest for 2 bars, while an Atmos or pad answers. Bars 13 to 16. Bring it back with one variation. Change the last note to your tension note, or transpose the whole hook up 3 semitones for 1 bar as a lift, and a super DNB micro variation. Every 4 bars, remove 1 note, just 1. That negative space creates anticipation like crazy. Now, common mistakes to avoid. First, too many notes. The whole point is that rhythm, tone, and space do the heavy lifting. Second, hook clashes with sub. If there's energy below about 150 Hz in the hook, high pass it harder. Third, oververb. Reverb is smoke, not fog. Filter it, keep it controlled. Fourth, hook too bright. Late night hooks live in the mids and stay dark. Fifth, no groove relationship with the drums. If it's constant and on grid, it can feel stiff. Fix it with accents, holes, and tiny timing shifts. Let's do a quick 10-minute practice exercise to lock this in. Set F minor, turn on scale. Write 2 versions of the same 2-bar rhythm. Hook A uses F, Ab, C. Hook B uses F, G, Eb. Keep the rhythm identical, only swap the note set, then arrange each quickly. 4 bars filtered intro, 8 bars full drop, 4 bars call and response where the hook is silent for 2 bars. Then do 2 checks that producers skip way too often. Quiet volume check, turn your speakers down. Does the hook still read? Phone check. Bounce 8 bars and listen on your phone. If the hook disappears without sub, you might need a bit more mid-range presence, not more low-end. If you want to push it further, try the one-note swap variation. Keep 2 notes the same, swap the 3rd for 1 bar, then return. That keeps identity while adding a plot twist. Or do an octave answer. In bar 2, move only the last hit up an octave. Or add a ghost note grace hit, a super quiet tiny note a 32nd before a main hit, using one of your same 3 notes. Velocity like 10 to 25. It's subtle, but it sounds pro fast. And one more advanced vibe tool that's still stuck. A parallel smoke return. Create a return track with a longer hybrid reverb, like 3 to 6 seconds, but filter it hard, high pass 500 to 900 Hz, low pass 4 to 6K. Add a little echo after, filtered again. Then send your hook into it very quietly, like you barely notice it. That's how you get atmosphere without washing the drop. Recap. You don't need complexity for a late-night DNB hook. You need 3 notes, syncopation, and a sound that's mid-focused, dark, and moving. Use minor key. Choose a stable set like F-Ab-C, or a tense set like F-G-Eb. Write a 2-bar rhythm that breathes, with accents off the downbeat. Shape it with a cue, saturation, subtle width, controlled echo and reverb, and sidechain so it sits in the groove. Then arrange it with density changes at every 4 to 8 bars. If you tell me your key and whether your drums are 2-step, breaky jungle, or steppy roller, I can suggest a specific 3-note set and a rhythm placement that'll lock to that pattern perfectly.